One of the unusual things, or one of the unusual features of doing a lot of videos, I do a lot of YouTube videos, stick them up on YouTube. And one of the unusual features is that I get a lot of questions, not just from Ireland, but from all over the world. And last week, for example, I had a question or questions from somebody in the United States about childcare or child maintenance. And he was making reference to the relevant department of family affairs in the state of Oklahoma or something of that nature. But it's remarkable, as I say, that people watch videos on YouTube, and regardless of who's doing the video or regardless of where they're from, or perhaps through sheer confusion or indolence or inertia, fail to find out where I'm from. But I get questions. But in the last couple of days, I had a question from a lady in the UK who's buying a property. And funnily enough, you might say that this is a very British question, but I don't want to be stereotypical or racist or anything of that nature. But she asked me, she's buying a property and something has occurred or cropped up in relation to the property, and there is some problem with it or some difficulty. Now, her solicitor apparently is not the most forthcoming and either isn't able to solve the problem or isn't able to explain exactly what the problem is. But the lady was asking me, would it be rude to reduce her offer? Now, in a negotiation, firstly, I let her know, I said, in a negotiation, it's not rude. No, it's just business. A negotiation should be carried out in an impersonal sort of a fashion as best you can. Obviously, we all get caught up and get bogged down, quite frankly. If we own the property, we take exception to somebody making a disparaging remark about it. And if we're buying the property, we might take exception to some remark as well. But we do take it very personally. We take it very personally if we have our heart set on the property and it looks like we're not going to get it, or we're going to lose it. But from the point of view of reducing an offer and whether that's a rude thing or not, no, it's not. It's just a negotiation. You're perfectly entitled to do that. And it is an impersonal sort of a transaction and an activity. And you need to approach it in a business-like, independent, objective sort of a way and not get caught up with the personal stuff. So I thought it was an interesting question, because it's not the sort of a question, to be honest with you, I'd normally get from an Irish person. But obviously she's a polite lady, and I just did point out to her that, you know, I didn't think there was any difficulty whatsoever. And obviously if there's a problem, there's a problem that must be reflected in the price. This is why a lot of times it's very, very useful to have solicitors involved in any negotiation as well. Whether it's a family law situation, a divorce, a separation, an employment law situation, or a property negotiation. The two solicitors involved, whether they're men or whether they're women, doesn't make any difference whatsoever. What it allows to happen is for the parties themselves who are looking to buy or looking to sell or trying to come to an agreement, it allows them to step back, and the solicitors then can do it in a sort of an impersonal fashion, an impersonal way to a certain extent. They don't get caught up or as bogged down in the emotions of the situation. And clearly this may be one negotiation of a number of negotiations that they're going to be doing over the course of a day or a week or a month or a year. So that's why sometimes it's useful to have somebody like a solicitor stepping in to do negotiating on your behalf, regardless of whether that's for, as I say, employment or separation, family law, buying property, litigation, a personal injury claim, some sort of a dispute over right away, anything like that. The question of stepping back and looking at the situation or having it carried out dispassionately is useful. It is useful. So no, to answer the question, it's not rude to reduce your offer. It's just a negotiation. It's nothing personal, and the other person should see it this way as well. But if you did substitute either professionals, an estate agent, for example, or solicitors, then they're not going to be as involved personally and may not. You simply can't insult them, quite frankly, you know. Hope you find this video useful. If you do, it's a short one, all right. If you do, you might give it a thumbs up down below.